Please pray with me. Dear Lord, may these words, may this message not come from me. May it come from you, and may it serve your purpose and give you glory, Lord. Pray this in your name. Amen. So this is our last Sunday, our last opportunity to be with you in this place, my last opportunity to bring the word to you and to preach and to lead worship. I want to start off the message just saying thank you to each and every one of you for allowing me to serve here, for allowing me to grow as a pastor, for allowing me to help become the pastor that God can use at the next place. I thank you for that. It's been a wonderful 2.5 years. It's hard to believe, 2.5 years. In some ways, it seems like it's been a lot longer than that. In some ways, it seems like it was just yesterday that I was here for the first time. But we have done great ministry together. And I pray that all the words I've said in my sermons and all of the Bible studies I've taught or conversations one-on-one that we've had, or all the meetings that I've been to, that I was able to communicate the will of God. I was able to demonstrate the love of Christ in this place. That is my prayer. As I began to think about what does God want me to say to the people of Carmel UMC on my last Sunday, I began to think another question. How have I done? What did I do while I was here? How effective was I? Did my ministry matter? I began to think about that. And the passage that came to mind is this passage from James, chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. And I'm planning to preach a short time this morning because I want extra time for fellowship and cake. So, and to greet hopefully everyone, but that may not be possible. But spend as much time as I can talking with you all. But hear the word of God now. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror. For once he has looked at himself and has gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. James is saying we are called to be not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. I figure over the last 2.5 years I've preached in this service and the contemporary and other opportunities, worship services here, about 40 times or so. And I think about all those sermons, and I don't expect you to remember all of them, because I don't remember all of them. But did the word that was preached, or the word that any preacher who gets to bring the word and talk about Scripture in this space or in this church or in this conference or in the world, when we bring the word, do the people hear it? And then do we take it and do something with it? For, I don't know if you know, but whenever us preachers get up and preach, we are preaching not just to you, but we are preaching to ourselves. And so I have challenged myself in the last few weeks as we've been thinking about this transition and a new chapter of our lives and a new opportunity to do ministry in a new place. Have I been practicing what I preach? Have I been paying attention to the words that have come out of my mouth? And it's a challenge for all of us. Because as I ask the question, have I been effective in my ministry here at Carmel? According to James, if the people of the congregation, the people to whom I have preached these last 2.5 years, if you all do not change, if we do not change, if we do not take those words and do something with them, new and fresh and challenging and daring, and if we do not do that, or if we have not done that, or if we don't eventually do that, I will have wasted my time. It's kind of shocking, isn't it? It's a little bit harsh, Pastor Mike. That's essentially what James is saying here. Don't be hearers of the word. If you're just a hearer of the word, that gets you nowhere. We're called to be doers of the word. And not just the words that the preacher preaches on Sunday morning to a congregation that gathers to worship, but the word that comes to us from God in a number of ways. The word that comes to us from the Holy Scriptures. When we read it in the morning or at night during our personal devotion time, or the word that comes to us in a small group or a grow group or a group of Christian friends. The word that a brother or sister gives us during a challenging time that maybe we don't want to hear. Or maybe the word of a televangelist or somebody on the radio or a song that we hear on K-Love. The word that comes to us in a number of ways is the word of God. And do we pay attention? Does it affect and impact how we live our lives from that moment forward? Or do we just hear it and forget about it? My hope, my prayer is that after I wrap up this sermon, which will just be a couple more minutes, that we take all the messages, that all the words of God that we hear from me or Pastor Patty or Pastor Scott or anyone who preaches in this space, or the words we get from brothers and sisters in Christ, or the words that we hear in nature or through music or whatever it is, that we hear those words from God and it changes us and it motivates us and encourages us to be different. For that's what we're after. One of my favorite passages of Scripture. I would say it's probably my life verse. It comes from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Margaret read that for us this morning. I'd like to read it for you again. Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I try to live by this passage. This passage, for a reason, speaks to me. But what James is talking about is to be doers of the word means to live life differently, to do things differently going forward. And to be transformed, to have our minds transformed, that's not an easy thing. In fact, how many of us watch CNN or Fox News or MSNBC, any of those shows? I know I'm not the only one. Have you ever once watched one of those shows where the host has two guests on, one from each side of the argument, whatever the argument is or whatever the politics are, and they debate something for 5 or 7 minutes? Have you ever once, at the end of that time, one of the guests turned to the other and said, I get it. I understand. I agree with you. You have changed my mind. You have enlightened me. I'm going to now abandon my previous position and adopt what you have taught me as the truth. Has that ever happened in the history of television or history of politics even? No, it doesn't happen. We believe what we believe, and we're not going to change. We're not going to change our mind. It doesn't matter what words we hear, what arguments, what flawless, well-crafted, precise, logical arguments are given us. The only thing that can change us, the only thing that can transform and renew our minds is the Word of God. The only thing. The Word of God that comes from God. It's not the Word of God if it comes from me, or if it comes from Pastor Patty, or if it comes from anyone else. It's only the Word of God if it comes from God. But when we receive the Word of God, Do we allow it to change us? Do we allow it to impact us? Are we open to that change? That's my hope. That's my prayer for you. As I leave and go to a new place to do ministry and preach sermons, my prayer is that I will have not wasted my time here. That each and every one of you will listen to reflect on the words, the messages that I have preached, or the words that you read in the Holy Scripture, or words that are yet to be preached in this place. And you will take those and you will become what God has created you to become. After all, I may no longer be your pastor after today, but I will always continue to be your friend. And certainly, I will continue to be your brother in Christ. And you will be my brothers and sisters in Christ. And we will continue to do ministry together in this annual conference and in this world. And I pray and I look forward to hearing all the wonderful things that God does, continues to do through this congregation. All right, let's go eat some cake now. Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for an opportunity to serve in this place, an opportunity to be impactful and to be impacted. Lord, may you perfect these relationships that we have developed. May you perfect the words that have been taught and preached and heard and lived out by us. May we use all of it for your glory and for your purposes. Praise in your name. Amen.